This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This is TechCrunch.
Here's your Daily Crunch. Coming up, Amazon has launched Code Whisperer, a GitHub Copilot-like AI pair programming tool. The Zendesk drama has concluded with a $10.2 billion private equity acquisition, and Leica's new camera costs $20,000 and has 0 megapixels. At a conference, Amazon announced the launch of Code Whisperer, an AI pair programming tool similar to GitHub's Copilot that can auto-complete entire functions based on only a comment or a few keystrokes. The company trained the system, which currently supports Java, JavaScript, and Python, on billions of lines of publicly available open-source code in its own code base, as well as publicly available documentation and code on public forums. It's now available in preview as part of the AWS IDE toolkit, which means developers can immediately use it right inside their preferred IDEs. Next, Zendesk has had a difficult time over the last several months. It's been hounded by activist investors Jhana Partners. It turned down a $17 billion acquisition in February, believing it was worth more. Its investors turned down a deal to buy SurveyMonkey's parent company, Momentive, the same month. The drama concluded when Zendesk was acquired for $10.2 billion by a consortium of private equity firms, well below that original offer. But the SaaS market has shifted dramatically, and Zendesk has been caught in the middle of it in a maelstrom of investor drama. Earlier this month, the company concluded it would stay independent, a move that caused the stock price to plunge. Also, Leica makes digital cameras, but for the special edition limited-run MA Titan, the German imaging firm decided to go the analog route. The titanium-clad MA Titan takes film and costs $20,000. Leica only sells about 100,000 cameras per year. Now let's see what's going on in the world of startups. Zomato has acquired Blinkit, a struggling 10-minute grocery delivery startup, in a $568.1 million all-stock deal as the loss-making food delivery firm looks to broaden its offerings at a time when its shares are trading far below last year's debut price and less than half of the all-time highs. The Gurgaon-headquartered firm, which reached an agreement to acquire Blinkit earlier this year, said on Friday its shareholders have approved the deal. Roe, a healthcare unicorn that last raised $150 million just months ago at a $7 billion valuation, has cut 18% of its staff to manage expenses, increase the efficiency of their organization, and better map their resources to their current strategy, leadership wrote in an email. And Hinge is introducing a new dating intentions profile feature that's designed to encourage users to be upfront about their expectations. Users can select a dating goal to be displayed on their profile. That's all for today. For more from TechCrunch, go to TechCrunch.com.
Spoken Layer.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem. and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.